Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. In Russia, hundreds of protesters are being arrested as they demand the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He was arrested last weekend upon returning to Russia from Germany, where he'd spent months recuperating from a poisoning attempt that Navalny blames on the Kremlin. NPR's Lucian Kim in Moscow says demonstrators have turned out all across the country.
It's just been incredible, really a wave of protests rolling across Russia's vastness today, beginning in the Pacific port of Vladivostok, seven time zones away from Moscow, and then just sweeping across the rest of the country, including many smaller provincial cities.
Navalny is Russia's first national opposition political leader, widely followed on social media there. The newly confirmed Pentagon chief says he's concerned about extremists in the U.S. military. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports it's been prompted by the many veterans involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Retired General Lloyd Austin is the country's first black Secretary of Defense. At his confirmation hearing this week, he told senators that he's aware of the persistent problem of white supremacists and militia groups enlisting in the military, which he saw himself during 40 years in the Army.
The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks.
An NPR investigation found that of the people charged so far in the January 6th attack on Congress, about one in five had served in the military. Many of the police who defended the Capitol are also veterans, including Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after being assaulted by the mob. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
The Senate Finance Committee has unanimously approved Janet Yellen's nomination as Treasury Secretary. The former Fed chief is expected to win full Senate approval Monday. Peabody Award-winning broadcaster Larry King has died, according to a statement on his Twitter feed. He was 87. As Jeff London reports, King interviewed seemingly everyone in a career that spanned more than 60 years.
With his suspenders and deep voice tinged with a Brooklyn accent, Larry King spoke with presidents, world leaders, celebrities, authors, scientists, comedians, athletes. He told podcaster Jesse Thorne in 2017,
"I'm always engrossed in the guest. My curiosity is still insatiable."
King began his career as a DJ in Miami. Then in the 1970s, he had a popular overnight talk show on national radio. In 1985, Ted Turner hired King to do a nightly TV interview program on his relatively new network, CNN. King stayed for 25 years. After he left CNN, King moved on to streaming video. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is NPR. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing the Biden administration, demanding it immediately lift a freeze on deportations of undocumented immigrants. Paxton says the federal government violated an agreement to first consult with the state before changing immigration enforcement. Residents in Wuhan, China, are marking the first anniversary of the world's first coronavirus lockdown. As the BBC's Stephen McDonnell reports, the capital of Hubei province was sealed off for more than 2 months.
A year ago today, the regional capital Wuhan was shut down as 11 million people were confined to their homes. The lockdown was then imposed throughout Hubei, meaning 60 million residents couldn't leave and others couldn't enter. The authorities have been criticized for the slow response at the beginning, even punishing whistleblowers trying to sound a warning in early January. But soon the government was flying in plane loads of military medics and building huge temporary isolation facilities to ease the load for local hospitals. In recent months, China seems to have worked out a way to control outbreaks as they come, with strict localized lockdowns, contact tracing apps, and mass testing.
French doctors are advising people to stop talking or making phone calls on all public transportation where social distancing is impossible to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Infections in France are gradually rising. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.